VV Rexel, welcome back to Ash London Live, my darling.
How are you?
Living my best life. It's a beautiful day in Sydney. Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in LA. I'm super jealous because I've been talking to a whole bunch of people in Australia and you guys all seem so happy. Happy-go-lucky. The world's open for you guys. And here we are, still in quarantine.
That's us. Yay. Well, congratulations. The album is out. Better Mistakes. What is the one aspect, thing, part of this album that makes you the proudest?
The fact that I was very vulnerable and very real with the lyrics. Like, we didn't hold anything back. So that's what I'm the most proud of.
I love that. Is it a case of vulnerable with yourself and open about things that, you know, like, are hard to admit you felt or did? Or is it a case of I maybe have to, like, call some people from my past and be like, just so you know, this is happening, and, you know.
Maybe a little bit of both, but I think the first one, because I talk about self-sabotage and sometimes being your own worst enemy and sometimes being jealous of other women and not wanting to feel that way.
Yeah.
So, like, trying to get myself back on track, mental health, body love. Like, I go in for all that stuff, like, all the things that I feel like I've been dealing with as a woman.
Yeah. How do you fight against, because we do live in a world where even if you're not in the spotlight, the world is constantly just comparing women, pitting women against women.
Always.
And it is like, yep, 1,000,000,000 times worse in your position. So how do you actively fight against that? What does that actually look like for you?
I feel like for me, it comes from an internal thing, like a personal thing. And for me, it's like, if I ever feel jealous about somebody else, I'm like, okay, you know what? Like, I feel jealous about that, you know, but good for her. Like, I think right. You have to, like, literally, like, understand what it is. And then you have to, like, be like, you know what? I'm a little jealous. I want to have that. I want to do that. But good for her. Because then I feel like we normalize that. Because I feel like as women, we make ourselves feel bad for
yes.
everything. We say sorry for everything. We are always apologizing. It's okay to feel jealous. It's okay to feel a certain way about other women. Because as women, we're still behind where men are,
yeah.
unfortunately, and catching up. And that's why we feel like we're kind of, you know, we have
totally.
To compete.
It's conditioned.
We don't.
It's conditioned
just
into
put the
us.
Eyes off the table. I'm just kidding.
Now, you did get to work with, you know, anyone who is a fan of popular music would have had Greg Kirsten's work touch them some way. But then you're also getting Travis Barker on there. So it's like,
yeah,
that's pretty
punk
sick.
Emo. I love the punk emo vibes, you know. Blink-182 is so fire and so fresh. And by the way, like, he is such a cool guy. Like, came to set, literally comes to set, plays the song because he doesn't want to, like, fake the drums in the music video. He, like, plays the song, like I don't know how many times in a row, and he delivers every single hit, every single kick, every single, I'm like, yo, what are you? Like, you are not real.
My darling, thank you so much for making time and hanging out with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Thank you.